You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, if you could flash back to 1984, Walt Scott was the... We had a dean of boys and a dean of girls in 1984, which was a little different thing. I spent a little bit of time in the dean's office. You know, Walt was a mentor. I bump into him occasionally throughout the years, and it's funny. I'm honest to God, though, you guys, you don't know this, but the only thing recognizable from this high school from 1984 is that hallway that walks down with the glass to the gymnasium. That was the only thing that looks remotely the same today about this high school. It's amazing. When did Mike Dugan is joining us along with Josh Peters and Ashley Granted. Mike, when was the completion of this?
I want to say 4 years.
4 years. That sounds right. Jeff told me 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own perspective, but it wasn't that long ago.
No, Chuck Hoots was right before me because I was principal after the first year after we moved in. Chuck did the original move in, and I think we're dealing with four. That is the longest hallway I've ever seen. You're down on this end, all the way down
to the gym. Yeah,
it's a full city.
It was
block.
There with the glass. That's the only thing that is recognizable, and it still looks exactly the way it did 4 years ago. I mean, I thought the kids, would take ownership, and that's exactly what happened. When you say to the kids, we believe in you. We're going to invest in our taxes. We're going to vote to agree to do this. That the kids said, I think they appreciate that, right?
And in fact, if you go around, there's some graphics that some of the classes have donated. There's down in the cafeteria. The banners I love downstairs are basically from all the clubs and activities, and those are representing kids. They're really making it their home, and especially with the Ag Academy and some of the dedications that we've had. We have minimal damage, not just from regular wear and tear.
Come into this. I still think this is the most impressive. And McCarthy looks fantastic, too. We'll be there for lunch today. But this is, I can't wait for our friends from Omaha to see this this morning because I think they're going to be blown away. When you walk into this school, it looks like what you would think of as Chicago or another big city. And I think it's just fantastic.
The natural light is phenomenal as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Mike is, of course, the assistant superintendent. Josh is director of secondary curriculum and instruction. And Ashley is the extended learning coordinator. But you guys love these titles. You fit them all on a business card.
It's a challenge.
All right.
Can get the longest
title. So tell me, Josh, what that means, director of secondary curriculum and instruction.
Sure. So anything that's going on in the classroom, I'm really working to make sure that our students are having the best possible experience in the classroom. From the materials that they're exposed to and that our teachers get to the instruction and the way that they provide that instruction, as well as the professional development that our teachers get and our staff get to as they work with our students. So ultimately, I want our students to have the, just like you said, when you walk into this building, it feels like you're walking into some of the most state-of-the-art schools around. I want our students to have that same experience in the classroom.
Well, we can talk about strategic plans, and we can talk about curriculum and development. How fortunate are we as a community to have the Howard G. Buffett Foundation? I mean, when you think about like a $1.6 million gift, to basically fund all of this for 4 years, and not only the funding for 4 years, the upfront cost of investing that's going to be around for a long, long time that you don't have to worry about, right? I mean, how rare is that to be able to decide curriculum based on not what we can afford, but what we can do the best as possible?
It's extremely rare. Yeah. I will tell you that in education, we can come up with all kinds of great and unique and innovative ideas and things like that, but to be able to carry them out is funding is difficult in public education. And so to be able to say in this program, when we set out to design it, okay, we don't want cost to be an issue. So if cost wasn't an issue, we want to do it right. What does this program look like? Then let's figure out what's the cost going to be, and let's see if we can get that funded. And we were able to by this incredibly generous donation.
All right. At the top of the hour, we're going to introduce you to the two instructors that have been hired by District 61 to head up those efforts at MacArthur and here at Eisenhower, which I'm really excited about. I think about a young teacher being able to come in and put their own sort of print on something and knowing that it's funded. They're not going to go out and like scrimp and save and beg for money. I mean, they're here you go. And I'm really excited to meet them. Now, Ashley, save the Farm Progress Show because I got to tell you, I mean, I'm an idea guy. That's it. I don't do details. I, you know, I'm just, let's do this. And we had a couple of meetings, and thankfully somebody with District 61 was smart enough to invite Ashley to a meeting because she said, well, wait a minute, how are we doing all of this and where are the details? And she did that, thankfully, and saved the day. How exciting is this for the kids of this community to have a career path, and not only a career path, hundreds and hundreds of career paths right into jobs, right in this community? I mean, this isn't, you know, a dream. This is a reality. How exciting is this for you to be a part of?
This is an incredible opportunity for our students to be able to identify a career path earlier in their high school career that will make their high school journey more intentional, right?
Yeah.
And so this feeds very nicely into our Inspired Futures internship program. And the goal of that program is to expose our students to college and career readiness, careers and jobs before they graduate high school. So to be able to have this agribusiness feed into that program and to continue to expand our students' horizons and give them opportunities within the community at different organizations, it's huge for our students. It comes down to exposure, and this opportunity definitely gives them exposure into this career field and this pathway that will hopefully make their high school journey more intentional so that they see an end goal, so that they see internships.
Right. And everybody's got a different end goal, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that sometimes in the past couple of decades, you know, we've decided to tell kids they got to shoot for something that they don't even believe themselves they can get. I got to believe, not for every kid, but if you say, hey, you can get here,
exactly,
kids can understand that. You know, exactly. Not everything is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about the agribusiness community is it's not going anywhere. We need to eat. We're going to grow food. I mean,
exactly.
This isn't something that's going to, you know, go away because of technology or be replaced. You're going to have these career opportunities.
Absolutely.
All right, so you're out and about, right? You know, besides the Y and doing your TRX and all of that. Where are you guys, by the way? Ashley and I, you know, go to a body blast class. We probably need to make this, you know, maybe district-wide.
My wife will appreciate that. Thank
you. I'm worried about you. Just, you know, it's a concern long-term. How exciting is it to be able to go out there, other media notwithstanding, and be able to show this district for what it is? I mean, these state-of-the-art schools, you walk in here, this school, I would put up against any school in the United States of America. Your teachers, your classrooms, the kids, these programs. How cool is it to go out and recruit and to talk to other folks and be proud of what we're doing here with District 61?
I love it. I'm a District 61 product. Currently, I have a child in District 61, so when I say DPS proud, I mean it from the core. So a lot of times with our community, our perception is not always our reality.
It's not even close.
No. So you hear the rumors of, oh, it's dangerous, or, oh, the academic, and they start comparing different things, and it's not always the truth. So we have to tell our own story. The story has already been told, but for me as an advocate of DPS, it's awesome to be out there retelling our story. And the feedback we give from a lot of our businesses, once our interns are in their organization, they are blown away at our high level of quality of students we're producing, of how the students act professionally, of their knowledge, and that has resulted in extended internships and job offers before they graduated. We have partners coming to us now saying, what can we do to get inside the buildings? How can we help support those types of things? I was just out at a luncheon yesterday, and one of our business partners was saying, hey, I want to donate X amount of dollars for your annual internship luncheon. So it's so important, and it's vital to get our students out within the community and let them showcase
Absolutely.
Who they are, because like I said, perception is not always reality, and a story has already been told, and it's up to us to retell that story and to get the truth out there and other aspects of why DPS is a great education.
Beth Nolan's going to join us here in a second from school board level. Mike, you were over at the robotics Lego
right.
Championship over at the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
And how many district schools were represented there?
We ended up having two, but
yeah.
You know, before that we had a competition that was at Hope.
Hope Academy,
many schools competing,
But, I mean, that story's not told, right?
No.
There wasn't a single member of the media outside of myself
right.
that I saw there the entire day. We're over at the University University of Illinois, every major recruiter, Caterpillar, all the people who are looking for the engineers of the world. I mean, and you had two District 61 schools over there representing, and how proud of it. I mean, it's just amazing. And you get to see this stuff firsthand every day.
And when you, and those kids that were competing, what an interesting group. I mean, have conversations with any one of those kids. Their creative innovation, the collaboration, even between other schools they were contacting, they dress in their little costumes and whatnot.
Yeah.
But how they came, you know, they have a common problem and how each one of them had tried to attack that problem. I think the innovation that's going to, is behind that is we're going to see a lot of benefit afterwards.
Well, you look at the folks at ADM and Caterpillar, which are a big part of this agribusiness, you know, industry. I know just from the Johns Hill angle, you know, from that team, those engineers are spending 2 days a week for weeks and weeks and weeks. They're there, they're nights. I mean, the guy who works with the Johns Hill team rearranged his honeymoon around the District 61, you know, Johns Hill Lego team. I mean, that is amazing, right? Because they're building the future engineers of the world.
And they love interacting with the kids.
Yeah.
You know, we had an internship at Caterpillar, and the project that they had was a lunar vehicle.
Yes.
And the engineers said, this is the best project I've worked on in 2 years. And it was just one of our projects. We learned something every day. We were at Caterpillar talking to the welding group, and the welding group said the best welders they have an artistic gene. He says, they're really artists. And he said, so we were really probably attracting the wrong group. And we've had conversations about bringing the art department, and you just talked about the sculpture park.
Yeah.
Having the art department work on a welding project is an idea where probably some of those kids wouldn't have thought about going into that field, is really where strength could possibly be. And that's a great job.
And what I love about the whole swag thing, and it starts with ag, is like turning those stereotypes on their head, right? You know, that thinking about young women becoming things that were maybe thought of as a male-dominated field, or African-Americans, Hispanics, but people of all colors, all backgrounds, being able to access these careers is what's important. Guys, I can't thank you enough. These are some of the unsung heroes. Mike Dugan and Josh Peters and Ashley Grant do a lot of behind-the-scenes work here, making this happen and getting this curriculum ready to go. We're going to visit with Beth when we get back here, and then we're going to introduce our new instructors. How cool was this to see this pool of folks who wanted to come here and take on this program?
It was exciting to see the pool that we were able to attract for these positions, and we've got applications nationally for these positions. So I'm really confident we've got two of the best individuals out there to help lead this program and give our students an awesome experience.
All right, Mike and Josh and Ashley, thank you for all your hard work that you guys do. We're going to take a quick break, back with more. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs around 40 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 22. For your Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 47. Then for Thursday, sunny highs near 52 degrees. It is currently 28 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Dwayne Noland. As someone who spent over 30 years with